SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Mona High School remembers Darnell Foster, and later, an earthquake preparedness tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific, or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbor Street, Kingston. Telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Students, staff, and government officials gathered at the Mona High School in St. Andrew to honor the life of second-form student Darnell Foster. A special devotion was held on the morning of January 26 in memory of the youngster who died after collapsing in Halfway Tree on January 23. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reed, who participated in the exercise, used the opportunity to challenge the students to live meaningful lives, lives that make a positive impact on their society.
There's a message for us who are left behind, who we don't know when will be our time. Perhaps many of us will live a very long time, and the question that we must ask ourselves, what will we leave as our legacy on this earth?
Member of Parliament for St. Andrew Eastern, Favol Williams, as well as Councillor for the Mona Division, Andrew Bellamy, also attended the devotion in support of the family of Darnell who were present. Principal of the Mona High School, Kevin Jones, says the school was grateful for the presence of the officials.
He was just a normal boy. Normal student, came to school, went to all his classes, did his work. I mean, if a teacher was absent, the boys would find it necessary to be kicking boxes around the place, playing football, buying his lunch at the canteen, sharing it with his friends, the usual. He was just an average kid. But sadly, he was taken away from us. He had a heart condition, that's what I was told. But I'm so heartened by the fact that the minister and his team has visited us this morning, and we sincerely appreciate it.
Jamaica's culture is essential to the fulfillment of Vision 2030. It inherently affects all aspects of human life and forms the basis of our values, our objectives, and our outlook for the future. What kind of culture are you nurturing? Log on to vision2030.gov.jm and learn more.
Calling all singers and songwriters, join JCDC in celebrating 30 years of the Jamaica Gospel Song Competition. Come out to regional audition Tuesday, January 24 in Manchester, Wednesday, January 25 St. James, Thursday, January 26 St. Mary, and Friday, January 27 Kingston. So start warming up those voices and put the final touches on your songs. And yes, we'll be accepting entries on the spot. For more info, check jcdc.gov.jm, social media, or call 926-572629.
Here's an earthquake preparedness tip. If you live near the sea or enjoy the beach, watch out for tsunamis. It is a wave or several waves caused by an earthquake that occurs under the sea. If you are along the seashore and you see the sea withdraw from the shore, or you notice unusually high waves approaching, consider this a warning sign and head for higher ground immediately. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And remember the JIS Blood Drive on February 7 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 58A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10. Visit at any time throughout the day and give someone the gift of blood. Call 926-359024 or email your name and contact details to radio@jis.gov.jm. See you then. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.